Bava Batha Yerushalmi, correspond to Bava Batha Bavli, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Dalad Amad Beis at the Mishnah. Hakoyiv Nechosav La'achirim, B'yinechiz Bonav, Masha Asa Osoy, Aval Ein Ruach Chachomim Neichahemenu. If a person wrote over all of his property to others without leaving for his sons, it takes effect, the Chom are displeased with him. Ruvashim Ben Gamliel Oime, Im Loi Hoyu Bonav Neigim Keshua, Zochu La'toy, Ruvashim Ben Gamliel says that if his sons were not acting properly, it's a praiseworthy thing to do. And the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Bar Bar Mamal Hakoyfev Nechasav Lachirim V'Niach Es Balov Hal Alavu Oime Vati Avonei Som Al Atzmei Som." Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal says, "One who writes over his property to others, thereby abandoning his sons, the pasuk is about him in Yecheskel in Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Chav Zayin, and their sins were upon themselves." Kador Chad Bar Nash Afked Nechsei Gabi Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal. It's like the case of a person who deposited possessions with Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal. Amar Li, and he said to Rabbi Abba, In Havyan Bonu Dahanoi Havloin Palga Vasav Palga Asun Bonoi Vanasun Palga. He says, if my children are behaving well, give them half, and the elderly sage, Rabbi Abba himself, should keep half. The children came, and Rabbi Abba gave them half. Basa Yemin Asun Bayan Mio Ime Amaloin Loi Amali Avuchoin Eli I Havyan Benai Dahania Havkadoin Asun Kaku Padipati Havali Madahavis Lachoin Loin Palga Vasav Palga. Later on, the children came, claiming that they should also have received the other half. Rabbi Abba said to them, didn't your father tell me that you only receive the first half if you're behaving well? But now you're acting like sinners, so you have to give back the money.